Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I'm one of the pastors here, Sunday at the Lewis Center campus. We kicked off a brand new series that we're calling Vice and Virtue. Main idea of this series is there's a disposition behind every decision. To say it another way, every decision we make comes from somewhere, from something deeper, some deeper internal motivation, and that motivation is either rooted in a vice or virtue. Just a couple of definitions to help us as we think through this. A vice refers to a habitual practice of sin or moral failing that leads to an increasing spiritual corruption. A vice is a habitual practice of sin or moral failing that leads to an increasing spiritual corruption. So vices are sin, but they're more than that. They're more like habits. Virtue, on the other hand, are moral and spiritual habits that oppose vice and lead to a life of righteousness, love, and service to God and others. So every vice that we should veto, there is a positive virtue for us to pursue. And we really, talking about envy on Sunday from Exodus chapter 32, we looked at how the Israelites envied the Egyptians when Moses goes to the mountain and leaves the people there. They think about their days back in Egypt, and they envied their previous life, which is crazy because they were slaves in Egypt. And this shows us the root of envy is really comparison. Comparison is envy that went to private school, okay? Comparison says there is something better out there than what God has for me here. You may have heard that comparison is the thief of joy, and that is spot on. And so how do we navigate this idea of comparison? Because I think it is easy for us to look at other people's lives and say, hey, the grass is greener on the other side. But have you ever considered why the grass is greener? This is actually a good way for us to fight envy in our life. Why is the grass greener? Well, I heard somebody say that it's probably because a dog is using that grass as a restroom. That's probably why. Someone said if the grass is greener on the other side, it's probably AstroTurf. It's not even real. Craig Groeschel says that if the grass is greener on the other side, it's time to water our own lawn. And I think in just our internet age, it's super easy to look at someone's life, especially on the internet, and just compare to what we have and go, I wish I had what they have. But your reality is never going to be as good as you perceive someone else's reality to be. It's never going to be that good. It's never going to amount up to that. You don't know what people are going on, what's going on in their everyday lives. And so it's easy just to look at a picture on the internet and go, well, they've got it better than I do. So how do we fight this envy, this comparison in our lives? Well, there's a couple of ways. First of all, I think we need to lean into contentment or godly peace. Proverbs 14:30 says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. So envy makes the bones rot, but a tranquil heart gives peace to the flesh. So when we think about fighting envy in our lives, fighting comparison in our lives, we have to have an internal peace, a godly peace that we want what God has for us, that we're content with where we are and what He's doing in our lives. And really, only the love of God gives us this kind of ability to have peace, because God loves us and we know He loves us, and we want everything He wants for our lives and nothing that He doesn't. That kind of internal peace helps us fight envy. But there's another way to fight envy, and that's with ambition. We see this in Moses in Exodus 32. He has a godly ambition. He is faced with the potential of seeing the children of Israel wiped out and God starting a new nation with him. And Moses goes to God and says, don't do that. Don't wipe out your people. He's not interested in nation building. He's interested in leading this nation that God has given him to lead, these people that he's given him to lead. So ambition is a good thing. And it's the other side of envy. Can ambition be bad? Of course it can be. That's where it gets into envy. But the desire to achieve great things is actually a good thing. So we should repent of our envy, but also embrace godly ambition. The big challenge that we have in this series with any vice is we have to kill the sin in our lives without killing the desire, because our desires are good. Vices are just disordered desires. And on the other hand, virtues are reordered desires. So we've got to embrace this idea of ambition. I'll leave you with a story. A few years ago, my brother-in-law gave me an apple tree. And for the last 5 years, I've watered it, fertilized it, nurtured it. And year after year, it just is basically a twig in the ground. That's really all it is. It's pitiful. It will never produce apples. but here's what's fascinating about apples in and of themselves. Every apple contains the orchard. The seeds of an apple have the potential to fill the earth, not just with other apples, but with orchards. And listen, if you're a Christian and you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, the seeds of a movement are in you. And God wants to see your ambition, a godly ambition, a Christ-centered ambition, released into the world. The world needs Christians who are ambitious to see God use you in this world. I mean, think about it. There are nonprofits at the hearts of God's people, companies that can reform industries. All that comes from godly ambition. And so I don't know where you are today and what you struggle with ambition and envy and kind of that balance and that fight within yourself. But I want to pray for us and then give you a minute to kind of process this with the Lord. God, thank you so much that we have your love in our hearts, that doesn't just fight any vice and all the vices, but particularly envy. And Lord, may we focus on your love and be satisfied in your love. And may we have a love-motivated, godly peace and godly ambition that leads us into the world, not to want what others have, but to be us, to be who you've created us to be for your glory and for our good and for the good of the world. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and you pray and ask the Lord where he wants to not only kill envy in your heart, but awaken ambition. Thanks again for joining us for another DriveCast. Hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode.